This is Earth and Sky. In the 19th century, scientists believed that our universe was permeated by a mysterious substance called ether.
Sound waves can't travel through empty space. You need air to carry sound. In the 19th century, scientists knew that space seemed empty, and yet light from the stars does travel to Earth. They reasoned that, like sound, light must need a medium through which to travel. So they theorized the existence of the ether. Heavenly bodies would swim through it like fish through the ocean.
19th century scientists hadn't proved the ether's existence, but few doubted it was there. Then, in 1887, Albert Michelson and Edward Morley conducted a series of experiments with light. They showed that there was no motion of our planet Earth relative to the ether. This work dealt a heavy blow to the theory of the existence of the ether.
And it laid the groundwork for Albert Einstein's special theory of relativity. The ether would provide a fixed background to the universe, but according to Einstein, there is no fixed background. All motion is relative. The only way you can detect motion is in relation to something else.
Years later, Einstein also showed that light doesn't always obey the same rules as other kinds of waves. That's when the scientific world utterly abandoned the notion of the ether. And that's our show, with thanks to the National Science Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.